This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan. Kirk Cousins has thrown just an interception this season. What about more picks, maybe more big plays, more touchdowns if he took more risks down the field? Could you live with that? Could you be okay with it? Danny, I could. I think people know that. I've talked a lot about interceptions not all being created equal. I'll give you an example.
Please.
He took a long shot to DeSean Jackson in the first half of that tie game against the Bengals in one of his best quarterback performances last year. No one remembers that pick. It worked as a punt, basically, at the end of the first half.
That's my point.
Give me some of those, and I'll be okay with it. But I'm here to tell you that Redskins fans can't deal with it. Just as a general populace, as a general collection of people, every time he throws a pick, it's a bigger deal than when the average quarterback does. Like, Sam Bradford throws a pick, it's a football play happening. Carson Wentz throws a pick. He's a young guy. It's only his second season. Jameis Winston throws a pick, and he throws a lot of them, by the way. He's still learning. Pick a guy in the same year as Kirk Cousins, Ryan Tannehill, whatever. When Cousins throws it, it's, I told you, this is who he really is. Because of, I guess, that four-interception game against the Giants from 4 years ago.
Because how he started when he was, right. I think it was 10 touchdowns, 9 picks, his
so
first
I
time
think
starting.
Until the end of time, basically, because that was the original thought on Kirk Cousins, you just live with that. It's the equivalent of someone who gets into a benches-clearing brawl by acting a fool when they're in their first or second year a couple times. And for 10 years, that's not who they are. But anytime anything happens that they're involved in, people say, I knew it. I knew this guy was up to no good.
Yeah. I mean, there's been big moments, the interception to end the season against the Giants that the Redskins themselves organization couldn't seem to get over. And Bruce Allen is referencing 5 months later when he's given comments publicly. But there's certainly been those moments.
But point, people say after that pick, I told you he was going to throw. It's like, so any season that doesn't end in an interception when you're trying to make a play, it kind of gets tossed away.
Yeah, that's the definitive.
But he threw 12 picks last year and 11 picks the year before. He's got one of the better interception ratios in his 3 years as a starter in the league.
That's one Eli Manning season, by the way. That's 23.
I think some of that, that's funny. I think some of that is by design because I think that he knows people just can't handle it. So he's not going to take as many risks. And the picks, if you look at them generally, are he didn't see a guy or he made a pretty confident throw. He didn't figure out that someone was dropping or doing something. It's not normally, I'm going to force this ball in there and it might get picked off. He doesn't really throw many of those. And I think that that is purposeful on his account.
I think so, too. It's also where he's the best, though, is the other part of this thing. We have to remember the skill set of the player. Brett Favre was the best being Cowboy Brett Favre. Dance around and throw it 100 miles an hour into a tight window. And that's, you're going to have to live with some bad things. Cousins at his best is when the ball's out. You may have an opportunity if you'd held on to it, patted it a couple times, and dealt with a shot if you waited an extra 2 seconds for a receiver to break open 30 yards down the field. But he's told us this. You don't go broke making a profit. The guy that's open right away, quick, West Coast style, balls out, balls out, balls out. What it means is you're usually not taking pops. You're usually not getting hit. You stay upright. You keep moving the chains, et cetera. You stay ahead of the sticks. He's the best getting the ball out quick to Jordan Reed, Chris Thompson, Jamison Crowder, and company. So what we're asking for, it's kind of a double-edged sword. I can't stand when a quarterback's back there just patting the football because you have that internal clock that should go off. It doesn't. The alarm doesn't ring. He gets hit, sack, fumble, and all that other kind of bad stuff. I don't want those. What I do want is for him to kind of be himself but then be willing when you've got it blocked up the right way, you got one-on-one, you give the guy a chance down the football field the way he did to really get the momentum back in that game against Oakland.
Download the all-new radio.com app to listen to 106.7 The Fan anytime, anywhere. It's how I stream Chad's show when I'm out and about and not in the car between 2 and 6. And he comes your way, by the way, in about 7 minutes right here on 106.7 The Fan. We do have an NBA 2K18 game to give away at the end of this segment, so make sure you're listening. The tweet that went out, at Grant H. Paulson, has actually gotten very positive reviews, not as much joning as I anticipated, and frankly, that is deserved. That is the new album cover of me and Danny and our brand new outfits from our friends at South Moon Under, who made us look good for the first time in a long time.
That's right.
You can come hang out with us at their store in Clarendon.
They're good folks.
At 2 p.m. The name of our first album, thanks to Tom Daly, is Only the Best. Bat Second. Bat Second, of course, is in parentheses, which I love. Dar just came up with a great band name because Thommy had G&D, which I thought was good.
It's fine. It is us, yeah.
Dar's topped that, and it's the first band I ever saw in concert. He's got Tenacious G&D. So we're stealing Tenacious D from Jack Black and Kyle Gass, and we're going to go Tenacious G&D.
That's not terrible. That's not terrible for us.
If you want to continue the conversation, at Grant H. Paulson.
At Funny Danny.
Caller number 10-800-636-1067. You're winning NBA 2K18 on the Xbox 360 Entertainment System. NBA 2K18, the most authentic sports game available with an all-new open neighborhood setting where you can play your way to a 99 rating. Get all of the details online now at thefandc.com/contest. You missed Dan Helly on football, FP on baseball. Go to grantanddanny.com/audio.
So that Xbox 360, I wonder if George Bush will win re-election. For GP, for Brendan, for Thommy, I'm Danny. CDVTW is up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.